Hello, everybody. Thank you for listening. Sean McLaughlin is back. That's me. I'm back hosting. Did you like that, Elliot?
That was really cute. I like that a lot.
What was cute about it?
That's me.
Well, it is cute. Yeah. I'm back. We're back from the Edinburgh Fringe. We've not recorded an episode in about a month. Real time.
Yeah, in real life, yeah.
In real life. So we're pretty rusty.
Yeah.
But we're feeling pretty saucy, would you say?
We're rusty and we're saucy.
Yes.
We're kooky and we're spooky.
That was kind of cute as well. How are you, Elliot? Our listeners want to know, did you get out of the hostel alive?
No, I didn't. I'm still there.
Good.
Forever haunting. Listening to the kissing, looking at all the blood. It's a waking nightmare, Sean. But I'm glad to be back on the podcast.
Cool.
Did you survive... Did you survive your run of shows?
Yes, I did.
You did. You made it to the end.
They're very nice. Thank you to anyone from the podcast who came. Not a single person from the audience, as they walked out, said that they'd come because of the podcast.
That's fine. We know that they were there.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it fine?
Our listeners wouldn't mention that they listen.
Are they humble?
We are the podcast of shame.
True that.
Even if you're talking to the host, you don't tell him you listen to it.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I don't listen to it. I mean, I host the show. I don't listen to this.
I listen to it about 150 times an episode.
Do you genuinely?
Well, I have to, don't I, for the edit.
Yeah, I guess so. I help with the edit, though. I don't want our listeners thinking that you do all the work and I gave all the glory. Because let me tell you something, I do a lot of the work and there's no glory.
True that. This is an entirely pointless venture, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've gained nothing career-wise or financially.
Okay.
But I've gained a friend.
Me?
Yes.
Ah, that's yes. Nice. Thank you.
Elliot's bought me a birthday present, everyone.
Mm-hmm. Sean is turning 30.
Turning 30 in a few weeks. And Elliot's already planned a present. What could it be?
Half of it's here.
Half of it's here?
Yeah.
How a present in two halves being delivered by two different sources?
No, I bought one in a shop, but then the accompanying bit of it I needed to buy online.
I don't know what this could be. Have you spent money on me?
Yeah, but
not a lot.
I couldn't spend loads because I've just been unemployed.
Yeah, well, yeah, yeah. But I wouldn't want you to spend loads on me either.
And I know it's odd.
I'm about to sack you.
I know it's odd, but I... What?
What?
I buy birthday presents for friends. I think it's nice.
I don't think... Why is that odd? Isn't that what people usually do?
I don't know if it's what adults do.
I think I would do it if I had a friend.
Yeah.
If I had anyone in my life who I liked enough to buy a birthday present.
Yeah, and I'm sure you'll find someone. And you've been on a trip as well.
Yeah, I've been to Canada.
Yeah, lovely.
I went all over Canada, everybody. I had a great time.
We'll talk about that in the all outro.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. And I've come back and I'm looking for a flat and I tried to haggle them down this morning, and it means that I've probably not got this flat that I wanted to move into.
Yeah, you might have done it a little bit wrong. You're not quite the wheeler dealer. But...
Well, she gave me an option to haggle, which I didn't know, and I took it.
Yeah, you haggled 50 p's worth, which I think makes you look a fool and means...
I think it makes me look canny. I think if I pull this off, I'll be canny.
Okay, what are you going to spend your 50p on?
How much are chomps today?
Dime a dozen, mate.
Are they 20 now?
What?
For a chomp?
I wouldn't eat a chomp, I don't think.
You wouldn't eat a chomp?
No.
What would you do with it?
Oh, I'd just struggle with it. I'd probably give it to someone else. I'd swap it.
For what?
Well,
a fudge?
Well, I am a wheelie. As we all know, I'm a con artist. If I had a chomp, I'd end of the day, I've got one of those big Dairy Milk with Oreo bars, which is the king of shop-based chocolate bars.
Wait. That's not what I'm asking, though. I'm asking how much a chomp... You know, a chomp.
A chomp. Yeah, but classic... like a chomp for me is worth more. I can get more from a chomp than if you've got a chomp. If you've got a chomp, you're like, oh, it says 20p. I'll give it you for 19p. Whereas if I've got a chomp, I'm going up to a Curly Whirly and then up to a regular Dairy Milk and then a Flake, etc.
I don't know where this bravado has come from that you're some genius investor of chocolates. I was just trying to have a nice conversation about kind of reminiscing about childhood chocolates.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know I'm growing old. Mm-hmm. And I'm starting to get nostalgic in my old age.
And you're reaching back through the...
And I'm reaching back.
Back through the decades, of which there are now multiple.
and you've taken what I wanted to do, you've taken the conversation I wanted to have, mm-hmm. and you stretched it out in your hands, and you've karate chopped it, and you've pooed in the gap.
Your chosen chocolate bar would be a chump. What a wasted 40 years.
I once worked with a person for many years.
Oh, yeah.
Whose dream chocolate bar was, and I'm not joking, a Freddo.
Really?
A Freddo.
Is that the mad old woman who worked in a costume show?
No.
Is that Miss Havisham who was wandering the streets of Brighton?
It's someone who I can't name for professional reasons.
Oh, really? It's a professional comic, is
they
it?
They said a Freddo was the perfect amount of chocolate.
Freddo.
And I almost threw them out of the window. The perfect amount of chocolate is however much chocolate you can get, in my opinion.
True that. I believe that.
Yeah. True that.
Yeah, man.
That's why Chomp is good, because they're cheap. And so you can stockpile them.
But you're not getting a lot of chocolate for the money, are you?
You're getting worse than stuff in it.
It's like hard caramel, is it? What is it?
Yeah, it's kind of toffee, chewier though, isn't it?
Something.
Anyway, listeners, welcome back.
Listeners?
What?
I forgot there were listeners. It was just you and me.
I think probably pluralising that was a bit ambitious at this stage in the game.
Johnny Pelham's the guest today, Sean.
Johnny Pelham's the guest. He's the guy to bring us back.
Yeah, man.
We finally got him.
We've trapped him.
Ahab has caught his whale.
I was about to make that reference. That's great.
Yeah? Yeah. Both read War and Peace. Cool, bro.
That bloody white Russian whale.
Yeah. And we're very delighted to have him here. We were talking before about how we've kind of, because we've tried to get him every episode and we haven't got him, our listeners might be expecting some sort of powerhouse comedian.
There's going to be a reason they keep reaching for him.
No, the reason is that he's fucking useless and we don't book the show in advance enough. Today's the first day it's kind of out. I mean, he's been booked before and he's had to pull out for multiple reasons.
Multiple times, yeah.
Usually, he's fucked up his diary or he's had fleas.
Oh, yeah. Oh, crap, he has had fleas, hasn't it? We're in my house. This is why... I wondered why you moved it from your house to my house. It's because we're invited a flea bag here.
Oh, no, it's not... It's not that bad. I think he's okay now.
Oh, God.
Very happy that he's here. He's one of the best comedians around, in my opinion. He's also a very good friend of Sean McLaughlin. That's me.
Aww.
And I guess we welcome you all back. The Edinburgh episodes were fun for you, maybe. But maybe people enjoyed them. Mm. But now we're back in the regular swing of things.
Mm-hmm.
And
that swing is upwards.
Tally-ho!
I need to put newspaper on that chair before Johnny gets in. Say goodbye?
Nah.
All right. Well, I went to the show with you the other night. I was there with you. We held each other tight. You looked into my eyes and said, I'm leaving you. You walked away and left me wondering, what am I to do to get stuck? That's all that's left of our love.
Okay. We've made it. Elliot's still here?
Yep.
And look who we've got. Look who we've got, listeners.
It's Johnny Pelham.
Yes. Yes.
That's
the guy who has turned us down more times than anyone.
I've always wanted to do it, but it's just always happened. Something better has always come up.
Well, you had fleas also.
I had fleas, and I've been running away from my house because I've had fleas and stuff.
So where are the fleas? Can you tell us the flea
story?
Yeah,
Elliot's very concerned about you having fleas.
You're in my house.
So the flea, we got a cat. So our house, I should explain our house, it's like a crack den, really. So it's like it's £250 a month in central London, and the landlord lives on like an island somewhere, so clearly there's no... And so we can't ask them to fix anything.
Okay.
Because it's so cheap rent that the deal is we don't want to remind them that we exist.
Yeah.
So we're sort of going underneath the... So we can't really... So we just live in an awful house. And we got a cat. We're not allowed a cat, but we just got a cat. and then the people who got the cat were Dylan and Alexis. And they live in Canada. So they went off to Canada to get married. And then... I live with two people with cerebral palsy, and they had to look after the cat. And then I went away for a weekend, and my room was full of fleas.
Yeah. And so how did you react to that? Did you react well?
I think I
You strike me, Johnny, before you carry on, as a man who would be completely comfortable living in a flea-infested place for a while.
I wasn't, because my girlfriend was not happy at all about it.
Oh, of course.
She got bit 30 times, and I got bit 0 times. And if you're wondering if that was a source of conflict, it was. She was so angry at me for not getting bitten.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you want to go like, are you angry at me or are you angry at the fleas?
Yeah. And she was angry at me.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
the heroic thing is trying to get bitten, just putting your hand up, being like, come on, give it a go.
They just didn't want me. So sort of insulting in a way.
I think it's quite nice. Maybe you're the next stage of human evolution.
I like you, Sean. Glass is always half full with you.
Always.
Always half full McLaughlin, that's what they call you.
They do.
And then the funniest thing was, one of my flat... This says a lot about my house, is it cost like £90 to get someone to get rid of the fleas, but one of my flatmates wanted to do it themselves. He had no experience.
Yeah.
He didn't really know what he was doing, but he just thought that £90 was an unreasonable amount to pay to not have fleas. So he started looking at bombs, and eventually better judgment prevailed, and we got someone to come in.
Bombs?
You can buy, like...
They're like gas bombs.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, what? Okay.
Not demolish the house.
Oh, no, that's what the IRA were doing the whole time. Yeah. That's Elliot making a mental note of where to edit this episode.
No, we had bed bugs when I first moved in. My housemate Sam had bed bugs, but he like boiled his bed. He took his bed apart and boiled it in hot water.
Well, you've got to do that.
And doing all these different weird things.
I think you should just get along. You just live alongside the animals. I think it's fine. I think we're too removed from nature and the Western world. I think it's natural. Just have all these. Have the beasts around you. Live like that. Poison ivy.
What about poison ivy?
Live like poison ivy. You're the character Poison Ivy.
Uma Thurman.
From Batman. Yeah,
yeah, okay.
Yeah, just live amongst the growth. Hello?
It's so, because every bit of dust you think's a flea. So it's quite psychologically traumatizing.
Yeah, I bet.
Because you just start, and then it's just a bit of dirt or a bit of dust or something. So it was, that's why I ran away to Bradford.
Where you're from?
Where I'm from. I didn't just run away to Bradford. That's not what you do if you get fleas.
It's where they all go.
People walking around Bradford.
Would explain a lot, though.
Yeah, wouldn't that make so much more sense in Bradford?
You are from Bradford?
I am from Bradford.
How are you proud to be from Bradford?
Yeah, I like it. I think Bradford's sort of, it's fine that it's shit. You know what I mean? Like, I think most people in Bradford accept it's shit.
Yeah.
And we're always on, like, the list of, like, the worst places to live in the UK.
Yeah.
It's always been us and Hull. Mm. And I always think, who's making that list?
Yeah.
Like, what a dick move that is to just make a list. Because he's not living in Hull or Bradford.
Yeah.
Whoever makes that list.
Yeah, yeah. Some dick in London, isn't it?
Yeah,
some
yeah.
dick in Finsbury Park making that list.
He's just going, where's
Well, they had that book, Crap Towns. Remember that? That was a really popular book. It was like 50, it was the 50 crappest towns in Britain. And Hull was number one. Yeah, and I think that's what made Hull, like, famous for being crap. I don't think Hull is that crap. Hull's fine. Like... There's way worse places that I've been in this country.
I did a gig last week in Hull, and it's actually... I think maybe they're the city of culture, aren't they?
Or like, yeah, I mean, that's bullshit.
But that gives them loads of money. So, like, if you were city of culture, you get, like, I have no idea, a lot of money to invest in your centre. So I think they've really put a lot of that... So it's quite a nice place.
And how do you think they've spent their money then, Johnny? What's the sides of it that you've seen?
Well, it was quite a nice little, you know, centre bit. It was quite nice.
Centre bit?
The centre of the Hull was pretty
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, and, you know, other stuff.
Yeah. Listeners should know that Johnny has, a master's degree? You got 2 degrees?
Yeah, got a master's in international political economy. But that doesn't mean I know about Hull.
should know about, like, language and how to speak and things.
Yeah, but what I realised was I'd made a comment that Hull was nicer, and actually all I'd done is walk about 2 streets at 7 p.m. into a place I was doing my gig and then left.
Yeah. I thought that whole book was bullshit anyway. I remember my parents bought it and were very excited about it. They thought it was so funny. And then, but Brighton was in it, and Brighton's nice, you know. Loads of nice places were in it.
Hull, the gig was in the Hull Town Hall, which Hull did really well out of slavery. and you can really their town hall.
Oh, is it like well built kind of?
Yeah, yeah. It's a really nice town hall. So slavery ruined Hull.
Yeah.
Yeah, the end of slavery was bad news for Hull.
Oh God! Imagine that.
Your heyday with slavery.
Yeah. Goodness gracious. Oh, that's all right.
That little breath was Sean checking his watch, by the way, everyone at home.
That was me thinking, surely we've done 25 minutes now, but no, we haven't.
It's been more like 6 minutes.
Yeah, we've done nothing. I'll have a sip of water.
You ever drink water, Johnny?
Johnny, you ever drink water, mate?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
I've been known to dabble in a bit of water. This is a topic I could talk about. I'm trying to...
That's how you do it, Sean.
Please do it.
It's still on the water theme. I've recently started drinking 2 litres of water a day. And it's really improved my skin.
Good interviewing there. It's improved your what?
Skin? Yeah.
It improves everything.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Has it improved your skin? You never struck me as a man with bad skin.
No, but like it feels... I'm just rubbing my face now. It feels nicer.
Yeah. Were you concerned that... I mean, do you think this is maybe why the fleas didn't bite you?
I mean, if the fleas were around now, they'd bite the shit out of me. I feel lovely.
Yeah, good. Good, man. Do you moisturise? What's your regime?
I don't have a regime. I try to implement a regime.
Drinking water, I wouldn't say that's a regime, though.
No, I need to sit down and come up with a regime. But for the first time in my life, I'm starting to think, I need a regime.
Yeah, I'm thinking that as well. I need a regime. We live near each other. Let's sit down at the same time and form a mutual regime.
I'd be up for that. And then we could text each other, how's it going?
Yeah. We could be like a support group.
I'd really be up for that.
Yeah, like a fitness club.
Yeah, that would be good. Let's do that.
Yeah, should we start a fitness club?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I think when Harriet said that this is becoming a women's magazine,
this podcast?
This is maybe the one that's come full circle on that, yeah.
Did she say that about this podcast?
Harriet Kelmsley.
Yeah.
What a piece of shit.
Oh, snap. I knew it was coming.
Here we go.
This is why we got him on the show, listeners. We love Harriet on this show. We don't know about your show, Johnny.
Oh.
Do you even have shows in Bradford?
No. No, Harriet's lovely, but shouldn't we shit talking about this show?
No, Harriet. Harriet's actually invited me to be the first ever guest on her show. Can you believe that?
This is fucking bullshit.
It's unbelievable.
Oh. What about me?
Well, yeah, that's what I was thinking.
What's the show?
It's her show with Sunil Patel, where she cries.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But I didn't even know they had guests. I think it's because they're copying us. They're trying to steal you away from me, Elliot, first of all.
Didn't they?
Yeah. Genuinely.
That's a bold move.
Unbelievable, isn't it? And they tried to steal our equipment.
And now they're stealing you.
And now they're stealing me.
This whole podcast's gone.
And then they're going to drop themselves and we're going to be in the same position that we were.
Should be the new name. It's just called Why Is Harriet Crying for some reason?
Yeah. Oh, no. Harriet's good. She's been on the show twice. She's very popular. She's been on it twice.
She's a great woman. She's one of my best friends.
Yeah. She's been on it twice, Johnny.
I had fleas. You can't kick a man who has fleas.
We've had many guests with fleas. Many.
I think that's the only thing we ask.
Yeah. Have you got fleas? Yes or no? It's a flea podcast. We just cut the stuff about fleas.
I'm absolutely on point then.
Yeah. You were in Edinburgh.
I was
with
in
us,
Edinburgh.
And then since then, what you been up to? I've been on holiday. Elliot's been making changes. What have you been doing?
I've just sort of relaxed and done a few gigs. I've changed up my set quite a lot. I'm quite enjoying that. I used to be, all my jokes about how I was quite weird and odd. And I'm trying to move away from that. And so I think that's harder than I appreciated.
Do you think you are weird? I don't think you're weird.
I don't think I am anymore. I think when I started comedy, I was very odd.
Were you?
Yeah, I was like 18. I had an afro. You know what I mean? And like, I'd never kissed a girl. Like, I was really odd.
Yeah.
And so I think I'm trying to move away from that, which is sort of quite nice. But also, it's hard because if I'm not weird, then I'm just like a 25-year-old doing okay white man.
Yeah.
And that's what do I talk about?
I don't know. Having fleas? Have you talked about having fleas?
I haven't talked about having fleas.
Yeah?
Maybe I could talk about having fleas. They're not good. That could be my opening.
Yeah, they're not good. Yeah. That could be your catchphrase.
Yeah, they're not good.
I'll tell you something about fleas. They're not good.
That would be good. Bradford, it's not good.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get a catchphrase.
That'd be absolutely good. It's not good.
It's not good. Johnny Pelham, it's not good.
It's not good. That's the name of your show.
That should be the name of my show.
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah, I think people will come to a show called It's Not Good.
Hey, do you want to come to the show? It's Not Good.
And then the final one is just slavery. Yeah. Sometimes.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Could you hire someone with a bass guitar to play like a sweet bit of bass?
Well, like a bit of a Seinfeld thing.
After every time you say it, slavery, it's not good. Boom, 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 boom.
I could certainly ask around.
I'll get it. I'll learn bass for that.
I'd love that. I think.
Yeah, yeah. I'll do it for scale.
Yeah, this will be amazing.
Yeah.
It's not good.
It's not good.
And then at the end, this is it. At the end, I can say.
It's genuinely a funny idea, I think.
I can say it's not good, and then the final callback is it's great. But I do like 10 it's not goods before that, and then the final one is it's great.
You go through every single list thing you've listed in the show, yeah. And then you actually say, no, that's great.
Yeah.
Slavery, it's great.
It'll bring in the punters, the common man, the idiot. The man on the street loves a catchphrase.
Do you think so? Do you think the common man is an idiot, Johnny?
Yeah.
Do you think a man with a master's degree has the judgment on that?
Yeah.
Do you not think that's a bit snobbish?
I mean, I think the fact Mrs. Brown's Boys is the most watched TV show in the history of comedy.
I don't think that's true.
You get so many more views than pretty much anything, though.
Yeah, but what else is going to get views?
Fucking, one of those...
Fucking? Yeah. I mean, why are they so fucking?
Mrs. Van Boys gets more views than most porn.
Than porn,
and that
yeah.
is a disgrace.
That is, yeah. To be fair, if you're getting more than porn...
That's a joke, man. Porn is really good.
Yeah.
Mrs. Van's Boys.
No, no, no.
It's not good. It's not good. I think this is the worst thing I've ever been involved in.
What, this podcast? This podcast?
It's or not just, good.
Or it's not good. Unbelievable. No, I'm not going to wrap it up now, Elliot. Elliot's just told me, I'm not wrapping this up. Johnny's on fire. Johnny's been let out of the bag.
It's not good.
Imagine that conversation. Calling up your agent, you go, I've got it. The show's going to be called It's Not Good. Also, it's such a non-committal catchphrase. Most catchphrases, there's such a definitive statement about the person. You're just saying, it's not good.
It's not good. With a face. It's not good. You can't see the face, but there's a face.
I can see that on mouse mats.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, boy. It's not good.
It's not good. It's not good, boy. Would there be anything that you would say is good?
Well, that's you have to see the show. I mean, I can't give that sort of stuff away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It'd be quite an emotional bit when you go, and then I found something that is good.
Oh, it's not good. Or is it? Hello!
Oh. Okay, well, on that. What an exclusive, listener. Looking forward to this to be filtered through the comedy news wires. Johnny Pelham announces a bold new direction.
Imagine the reviews of a show called It's Not Good. They'd be like, we agree.
It is when you have something that basically goads reviewers into calling a certain thing. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Johnny Pelham calls his new show It's Not Good. Luckily, he says reviews are not good. All right, we'll be back soon. Is that a good way to end?
Uh-huh, yeah.
All right, bye. Why don't we deal with the truth? It's time that we tell them the truth. I've just been saying to Johnny and Elliot about how I find doing this podcast very stressful. Because I feel like you're very exposed. And then Johnny's rightly said he just called all common people stupid.
And I don't think that. It's just the pressure of needing something to say.
Yeah. I mean, I did not help you out in that first section.
Well, I think even if someone doesn't help you out, you shouldn't end by saying that all common people are stupid. I think you should be able to stay away from that.
Okay.
So there's fault on both sides.
Yeah, I think so. I agree.
Yeah, yeah.
Elliot, strong and silent type, as always, comes in the clear.
Yep. I've got 2 degrees. I just think women are stupid.
Whoa! Ooh. Do you actually have 2 degrees?
Yeah.
You've got 2 degrees.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're the thicker in here, mate.
I've only got 1 degree. And it was a third. Did you know that? Genuinely, that's horrible what you're doing. What are you on about?
He is the common man.
It was actually a big achievement for me to get a third. It was a big achievement for a guy like me because I wasn't smart enough to do my degree, so getting a third was good. I did a phonology. I did a English language at Newcastle University, where you went.
Yeah.
And I did one exam. Basically, I failed a single phonology module. I failed it every 6 months, the same module from first year right until third year. I never passed it.
Just never thought about trying.
I never passed it. The highest I think I once did an exam where I got a 4%.
That's almost impossible, isn't
it? Yeah, it is impossible. Have I not talked about this on the podcast?
No, this is shocking.
I got 4% on an exam.
Was it an essay writing exam?
Yeah. 4%.
That's really hard to get that low.
Yeah,
what did you write?
Was it not English?
Let's keep this in mind. You get 2% for turning up. You get 2%. You get 2% for writing your name.
And there's like a basic spelling and grammar one as well.
Yep.
So is that 3%? Is that
2%? I learned as
well?
Much about phonology in 3 years. I learned the equivalent amount of information as my own name.
What's phonology? What is phonology?
It's
John, ask him.
Yeah, Johnny, what's phonology?
It's to do with how sounds are formed in your mouth.
You
like
sure?
Where sounds are formed in your mouth, like different parts of the mouth form different sounds.
That sounds like something it's hard to write an essay about.
It's hard. It's basically a science, and I'm not a scientist. Guys,
a bit student Sean. What were you like?
Well, what do you want me to say? I got 4%. I wrote a few facts down that I remembered. Because I thought I could just, I don't know, I just wasn't smart
just
enough to do
facts.
It. I just wrote facts about the mouth. I could have said, I probably even, looking back, I could have said something like, there are two lips on the mouth. And I probably would have got half a mark and just kept listing them and got maybe enough to get maybe 30%.
Did you knowingly do that? Like,
Did I knowingly get 4%?
Yeah, have you ever just not cared about an exam and done it as a bit of a joke?
Look, you're not allowed, not legally, but like the rule is you're not allowed to leave an exam in the first 30 minutes at university. I there was no way I was going to sit there for 3 hours. There was no way. I didn't know anything. How could I sit there for 3 hours not writing? If I didn't know it then, I wasn't going to know it in 3 hours.
No, that's fair.
Because you can't copy.
Really?
You can't copy them.
That's insane.
Maybe you
can.
You can't. You're taller. You should be able to copy before.
What?
Like, you can see above other people's
faces. I'm not a periscope. I'm not like a, you know, I'm a man. I used to copy all the time in my exams, but in uni they just clamp it out. I got 4%. I did also. I wrote an apology in the answers.
I've done that. I had a general studies exam, and general studies was something I was like, they made you do it, and then you only didn't have to do it if you failed. And I was like, I just want to do the stuff I care about.
Yeah.
So I went into the exam, and the question was about technology in sport, and if there's any use of having technology in like training you in sport.
Yeah.
And all I spoke about was in Rocky IV, the Russian guy has loads of technology, but Rocky's just like on a mountain punching meat.
Yeah.
And I was like, and Rocky, I think, won. So technology is useful, but counterpoint, in Rocky V, Rocky's got brain damage because of that fight. So technically, he didn't win, like, because of the overall effect. 50% I got on that.
Serious?
For just that, because then afterwards I wrote, sorry, I only wrote about Rocky. And then I just sat there for like 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Going like, well.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty good.
But Johnny does well in exams, it seems.
Not really. I would always write really ambitious essays that were flawed. So okay. Like all my things would be like, this is a really interesting point. If you'd read this book, you'd see why it's flawed, but you haven't. So,
how do you mean?
So, I'd always write like ambitious things.
Oh, right. Oh, sorry. That's them marking.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay. I thought that was you writing it.
No,
that was part of your essay.
Hey, Mr. Examiner, read a book. You common idiot. Yeah.
I think the problem with this is you can only top it out at 100% because the way I'm going.
That was my problem. What did you study it?
Politics and sociology, and then politics and economics.
My problem at uni, besides the fact that I hated the course and I wasn't intelligent enough to be there, genuinely, and I don't mean that to be like I genuinely wasn't smart enough to be amongst the people I was with.
You're much smarter than most people I knew at university. No, definitely, you are.
I'm not. There's no way I am. There's absolutely no way I am.
You really are.
Thank you.
You just told me about a documentary you watched about the New York Jets.
New York Cosmos.
New York Cosmos. That's intelligent.
Well, watching a documentary about football.
Yeah,
sets me up well for a life in academia.
I think so. It's very easy.
Yeah, I guess so. I had that as well. I think it was my dissertation or my extended study. I put this theory out, and then within 300 words, I'd had to basically admit that the whole theory was wrong. But you still have to read 5,000 more words of me talking about this thing that I've already... I knew it was wrong. It was completely wrong, the theory. I made a theory that was so wrong. But I had to... I couldn't go back. I was in the library night after night. I had to stay there.
Listeners should know he's now reading the essay. This is the essay.
Yeah. I can't go back. There are two lips on the mouth. I can't go back. I don't know. I don't miss school. Hated it. Hated education. Because you know what? I'm better than it. There, I said it. Some people don't suit education, and that's me. You can't put a shackle on a wild stallion.
I don't think I've ever thought of you as a wild stallion before.
Well, we have never made love, Johnny. That's why. So wait, you studied politics?
Yeah.
And you studied economics?
Yeah.
And you studied international relations?
Yeah, sort of, in a clump.
So what were you hoping to do with that? Because the thought of you, Johnny, no offense, in any of those fields.
I think I was always thinking I was going to either become an academic and get like a PhD and then just become a lecturer. My dad's a lecturer.
Yeah.
So that felt like
That's a sweet gig, isn't it?
It is, it really is. You just do like 10 hours, there's hardly any lecture time. Most of your time you spent trying to work out whatever you want to think about.
Yeah.
Or I work in a think tank because that's quite a fun job.
Yeah. Now, it's not literally a tank, is it?
No, it is.
What?
Yeah. And they feed you like fish.
Think more, boys.
You're okay. We can do it this time.
You'd be a lecturer or a...
I'm a therapist. I'd quite like to be a therapist. Both my parents are therapists.
I don't think you'd be a good therapist.
I'd be great. I'm a very good listener.
You're not.
I'm a very good listener.
You're terrible. You make fun of me all the time.
Yeah, I don't use a skill on you because, you know, why would I? But it's a skill.
I'm a lost cause.
You're not a lost cause. It's just more fun not to.
All right, be a therapist then. Be a therapist.
Well, I can't be here because you've got to be... Like, my mum had to do...
I love that. Like, you're a juggler. Go on, then be a therapist. It's a one-way street.
My mum had to do therapy in prison, in group therapy. And it's one of the biggest disasters in the world because the idea of getting loads of criminals to confess how they feel and then go back into jail where they get beaten up for anything. There'd be loads of prisoners like, I'm not saying anything. And she kept on, it's a safe space, jail.
Yeah. Oh, my God. No, none of those dreams for me. None of those dreams.
What would you do if you weren't a stand-up comedian?
I'm not going to be a stand-up comedian for long.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to jail. I'm going to go to jail and hopefully get therapy. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'll figure something out.
You'll be a comedian for a fair while yet.
I just can't be asked.
Yeah, it's a hard job, 20 minutes a night.
I wish. I don't know. I don't know what I'd be. I always thought I'd be a really good... MP, actually. Why do you laugh at me? Why do you laugh at the common man?
Because you just told us you got 4% in an exam.
Yeah, freaking Jeremy Corbyn never got that far. I've got much more education than Jeremy Corbyn, let me tell you that right away.
Yeah, but, you know, we need more intelligent people than Corbyn.
No, yeah, that's me.
That's true.
That's me.
I'd love it if you ran... You ran for leader of the Labour Party.
Yeah, that's
on the basis that you got 4% in a degree.
4%. I know what the common man wants.
You're street smart.
I'm street smart.
Book smarts.
Yeah. I don't need book smarts. I've got enough bloody Poindexters in my team. I think I'd be a really good MP because I'm really good with people.
Are you?
this podcast is absolutely the worst thing that's ever happened to me. Absolutely.
I think, I imagine making a podcast is more stressful than being an MP.
I think it is, yeah. I think it would be the best argument, actually. Well, he's got podcast experience.
you'd be one of those MPs that falls asleep, wouldn't you, in the... You'd be like just, the classic sleeper.
Then zoom into it, just be drawing boobs. I'm like the Greenfell Tower report.
Unbelievable. Just unbelievable what you two are doing. I'd be a great MP. I've got people skills. I'm a conscientious person. And I care about my community. All right?
Folk McLaughlin, what party exactly? Are you independent?
I don't know. I'd make my own one. I'll be an independent.
Big dick party.
Big dick party.
BD party. I'd vote for that.
If you've got a small dick, you better vote Tory. Big dicks vote for me.
I think you'd win a lot of votes.
Yeah, I think I would.
If you look at most other parties, vote for them if you've got a small pee-pee.
Yeah, yeah. People wouldn't know that their vote is private. I think it gets broadcast. What would you do, Elliot, if you couldn't be a full-time producer of this podcast?
Yeah. Probably just... Probably go back to school. Just go back to primary school. Chill out again. Do it all better. Because I'm smarter now.
What, like Billy Madison?
Yeah.
Like the Adam Sandler film. You'd go through all the years again.
Yeah.
You'd nail them now.
Yeah, you'd do really well.
Because you know much more.
You'd fucking rip it. Yeah.
And you know how important it is, not important.
Yeah, yeah.
So then you won't be as stressed. You're just doing it fine. I've got my year council badge here. If anyone wants to report to year council.
What's year council?
Trying to fix a school, mate. Give the power back to the students.
Wait, why have you got a year council badge?
Once a month, you bring your kids.
Wait,
problems.
Sorry, Johnny, I'm sorry you're here for this, but I need.
I just remembered.
Elliot, are you still in school? Elliot, is there something you want to admit to me?
I should get back my free period about to end.
Who taught you the word period? Also, are you still in school?
No, I went home this weekend and got a bunch of old stuff, and I forgot I put my year council badge back on my jumper.
You're in year council. What is so year council? He's had a career in politics already, this young man. Yeah. He can lead us. What were you in year council about?
My responsibility was to bring opinions of the students back to the teachers so we could fix the school.
Yeah.
Ensuring that we had free digestives at the meetings every month.
Oh, so you basically scratched your own back.
Yeah, completely. Yeah, yeah. This is you'd be the worst leader in the world.
Unbelievable corruption. Hey,
I was standing against Mr. Brown's idea of bringing fig biscuits to the meetings.
He sounds like an awful man.
Yeah. Well, to be honest, the lesser of two evils is still evil.
Yeah,
that's very true and very profound. Vote McLaughlin.
If you've got a big dick. Small dicks, please leave me alone. Do you want to know a little fact about me, guys? You're going to be eating some fucking words when you find out that I have already run for office and was voted in because I was genuinely, and this is something I'm not proud of, the deputy representative for Brighton and Hove in the UK Youth Parliament.
What did that entail? What are you doing?
Fact. Going to regional meetings. Getting the views of young people across Sussex. Heard. Across the land.
Who did you speak to? Did you speak to anyone?
I didn't speak to fucking anyone. I had one meeting with the head of Brighton Hove County Council. And he had an earring. I remember thinking that was unprofessional.
You sound like such a square.
I know, that was so sad.
When you've got an earring, you can't be a man in authority.
That's so dumb, isn't
How
it?
How old were you?
Well, yeah, when was this?
I would have been, I don't know, 15. 14.
God, you
14,
had so
maybe.
Few friends as a 14.
It's fucking rough, man.
Wait, what? I want to make it in politics.
That means you went from that to the call centre, right?
Yeah. I've led a rich life in terms of the variation of failures I've had. Not in terms of...
Between only the ages of 14 and 16.
Between 14 and 16, I had a very rich existence. But I was out snogging, so fuck both of you. I got voted in. And there was another deputy representative. And then there was the main representative. And the main representative was, I guess, a nice kid. The other deputy representative was, I'm not fucking around, the poshest guy I've ever met and ever will meet. Am I allowed to name him?
Only if he's got a funny, posh name.
His name was Roland Foxcroft.
There we go.
That's a
he
brilliant
He was obsessed
name.
With Hungary, the country Hungary. He was obsessed with it.
Why? How?
He said all the buses need to be like Hungarian buses.
What's a Hungarian bus?
His favourite band was Travis. He was fucking nerd. He was fucking nerd, man.
When I love the idea of a 41 boy sitting in a bus in Hungary going, we can bring this to England. How is Hungary mind-boggling?
Yeah, yeah. Me and Roland,
We used to go around. We had regional meetings. One in Lewes. One in Tunbridge Wells. Then I think there was a fight in one of them, and we weren't allowed to go anymore. I don't look back on those days with fondness. I think I've got some sort of pog somewhere with it on.
Is this for a purpose? Why did you join that? Is it like to make yourself look good for something?
I think they said it would like help with university applications, and because I had done nothing extracurricular, they said this would help. But it's one of those bullshits. University applications, all you need is just decent enough grades.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
No one fucking cares. What the fuck university cares that you once? I helped out the Woodcraft folk with their banana peeling program. No one cares.
Yeah, yeah. Year council was a massive waste of time.
Yeah, 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 yeah. But did it give you a lust for power?
I've had that lust for power since I was a baby.
Oh.
Yeah, since I forced my way out.
That was very graphic.
Yeah, so you both went to the same uni?
Yeah.
And there's no crossover?
I don't think so. I think my last year was before your first.
I remember Tony Jameson describing you as, you just turn up to gigs and eat all the sandwiches and then leave.
Yeah, that's true. There was a specific gig that we used to go to that had like a platter. And I would turn up and I'd just eat the food. I wouldn't be on, I'd just eat the food and I'd leave. I'm a tired and tortured soul. Don't get much sleep. I guess I get that way by thinking too deep. If we talk about the future.
Sean said one of my favourite sentences I've ever heard. I can't quite remember what it was even, but it was, what was it?
I said, it shows how hard it must be to be a futurologist. It's hard. It must be hard. You're a futurologist. There's people out there, their job is just to predict the future.
I think
speculate on the future.
You should, the futurologist delegitimizes them immediately. They should get a better name.
Like Mystic Megs or something like that.
Or just like forward planners. Don't call yourself futurologists.
Futurologists. I don't know how you can make a living doing that. How can you make a living just saying, in the future, pavements will be different?
Well, that's the thing. You make a living because you can kind of just say anything.
Yeah. Yeah, it's nuts, isn't it?
I went to a meeting about how they could end dying from old age, essentially. And it was really fun. Everyone there was like 80. That was very funny. There was lots of people just hoping desperately there was a way not to die. But it was really interesting. They were talking about how at the moment we treat diseases like discrete entities. So we treat cancer and diabetes and Alzheimer's as discrete things.
Yeah.
They're saying if we changed the paradigm and started treating aging as the cause of them all.
Whoa.
And so started changing cells when they got old, then we could stop pretty much all of those things from occurring. And then, you know, conceivably never die. And you're saying that technology is like, could get there, where it's like, it's already, we're mapping the DNA and we're able to create.
Yeah.
So it's quite an interesting talk.
Well, you'll have to talk to me more about that because I'm going to become a futurologist and that sounds like that could be part of my futurology.
I'd love you to be a futurologist.
I think it's easy. You could just say what you think the future's going to be like. Everyone knows what the future's going to be like.
Go on. You can't queue it up and then go, all right, well, next topic. What's the future going
to
be like?
I feel like you've just given yourself just enough thread to hang yourself.
Well, ironically, in the future, there'll be no thread. Everything will be Wi-Fi. It'll be easy. Go around in a tube. You eat a pill. You know?
Yeah, you can do both those things right now.
Waters will be high. No, I mean like a tube, not like a flume. Not like a water flume in a leisure centre. Like a tube. Like picks you up in your house.
Oh, like a Futurama tube, not a London tube.
Yeah, like a Futurama
tube. I thought you meant a London tube.
Yeah. I was like, you just do that now?
They'll probably use those tubes. They'll probably use that system, to be fair. They'll probably use that system for the vacuum automation.
God, I thought you were really going modern. You're just going, you can listen to the radio, you can listen to the post office, you know, just future stuff.
Teletext?
Yeah. Horseless carriage, everyone. Ever heard of it? No, I think it's easy. Anyone can just say what's going to happen. Can you get fired? I suppose by the time
what, in the future?
By the time it happens, like if you're a futurologist and you get it wrong, they won't realise that you're wrong until you're either dead or retired.
Yeah, because you'd just be like, no, I meant like 20 years from now.
Yeah.
You've got to predict over 100 years, then you never lose your job.
Yeah.
In 100 years, guess what's going to happen? And then you can't prove that wrong.
Yeah, yeah. Especially if you only give them good news. People want to believe it so much. Yeah. You go, oh no, in 100 years, this company's going to be the biggest in the world.
Hull thrives again.
Oh. The famed centre.
Hull has an absolute resurgence.
Yeah. Mm. Who knows what's going to happen? What do you think is going to happen in 100 years? Do you think this podcast will still be going?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. I mean, this episode.
Yeah. This episode, yeah.
Yeah.
I think the podcast will still go, but you'll be replaced by Anthea Turner, and I'll be replaced by maybe Sue Barker, or a Sue Barker type.
A Sue Barker type.
I think that'd be quite nice.
But I'll have literally Anthea Turner.
Yes.
Not an Anthea Turner type.
No, it'll be Anthea Turner and a Sue Barker type. Whoever that is in the future. And then Johnny's science of not aging will probably work, and we'll become listeners.
You'll be here. You'll still be the guest.
You'll be the guest. Yeah.
You'll be the guy.
You'll go from never coming to never leaving.
I'll actually, by this point, I've demanded, but probably got turned down to have my name in the thing.
Yeah.
I've been here for 100 years, guys.
Yeah.
Can I please be on in some way on the show?
It'd be amazing if your career sort of improved at the exact same rate as this podcast, and so every episode it just made sense for you to be on the episode.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Because it declines at the same rate.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's more likely, I suppose. That's my prediction for the future anyway, listeners.
Send yours in.
No, then fuck
don't
them.
Do that. Never do that.
My prediction for the future is that my mum's going to still be bullying me. I hate our listeners.
Are your listeners very maudlin and very...
maudlin?
You presume that you've got...
Sean makes an active point of saying, like, don't talk to us.
I just don't want them to be involved. It's nothing to do with them. I'm glad you're listening, but I don't want them to
How
be involved.
How many listeners do you get?
Let's not worry about that.
All right, let's...
We're doing well. Don't listen to him. We're doing very well.
No, I'm not saying we're not doing well.
You did just say we're not doing well.
You did put a thumbs down when...
We're doing badly. What do you want me to say to you?
We're doing
listeners,
well.
You need to start telling your friends. You need to start...
Our listeners don't have friends. You've cultivated the wrong group of people.
You need to start making a friend. All right, listeners? That's your job for next week. That's your homework. Make a friend. Give us a review and make a friend. And tell the friend about the show.
What are the reviews like?
Let's not go into it.
Oh, really? I'm really...
No, they're good. They're all good. They're all fives.
Are they?
Yeah.
No, there's one bastard four on there.
Does that piss you off? There's a four.
It just looks wrong. I'd rather it either be varied or all the same, not one. Fucking, what's a four star?
What do you mean, what's a four star?
Four star's a dream.
Four star's a dream, mate. Are you kidding me?
But four star's double the best I've ever got.
I think our reviews are lovely. Have you written any of them?
No,
Elliot?
Have you?
Elliot, every
time we meet up, we go like, is it you?
Elliot thinks I write all the reviews. I can't write, Elliot.
I know.
I'm illiterate.
I know who three of them are.
Who?
Three of them are people I know.
How many are there?
20
That's
something?
Really good.
27?
26, 27, yeah.
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah. If you want to be...
We've got more reviews than we've got listeners.
That's a galaxy of stars. You're doing really well. Yeah. 27 times 5, that's like 135.
But if you want to drop as a 4, you can get the fuck out.
Elliot, come on. A 4 is so welcome. I'd welcome a constructive 3.
Don't you dare.
I think, listener, if you think this show is good but could be better, pop us a 2 or a 3. Be constructive. Elliot might not agree with it, but I think Elliot is too in awe of this project. That's my opinion. I think he's too in awe of what we're doing. I think he doesn't have the backbone to really be brutal enough.
I'm in awe of this project.
I think you're in
awe. I'm in awe of this project that takes up at least 2.5 days of my week. Fully doing this.
Does this take 2.5 days of your week?
Often, yeah.
Oh, dear. I guess we do record for 24 full hours, don't we? Cut that down to 45. What have we learned on this episode? We've learned that I shouldn't eat 2 donuts directly before we start because I will crash halfway through.
I've become a massive downer.
I've become a big downer. Should I eat a third?
Will that push
me up?
You can do it in the background of this bit.
He's not eating. This is a horrific illusion, listener.
A horrific illusion?
Yeah.
It's like War of the Worlds with Orson Welles.
Or September 11th.
Okay.
You learn anything, Johnny? Be more selective, perhaps, with what you choose to appear on?
No, I've enjoyed it. I've learned that I should have come earlier, that I've missed a lovely experience, an enjoyable experience. I've learned that when I am under pressure, I call the common person stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Do you consider this pressure?
Not pressure, but you have to fill empty air.
Nah.
You do.
You've
just been saying how it's ruining your life.
What, the show? Yeah. That's not empty. That's not me emptying air.
No, well, that's pressure.
No.
We just had a chat in the first break about how this is loads of pressure.
I don't think it is pressure, though. I don't think
well, then you've changed your position completely.
I'm allowed to change my mind. I'm a futurologist. All right, I changed my mind. I thought in the future this would be pressure, and it isn't. It's an hour on, and it's not pressure.
Oh, this is the most stressed I've ever been. Right now, I couldn't be more stressed. I'm shaking.
Is that how you shake?
Yeah.
Fair enough. I think you've been a fantastic guest, Johnny.
I think you've been both brilliant. I'm so happy I came.
Yeah? Our listeners are glad they finally got to meet you. They've heard so much about you and your antics.
Woohoo! Have they really?
Well, yeah. Every episode you pull out, often on the day.
I haven't pulled out on the day.
Yes, you have.
Have
I? Our first ever episode was interspersed with texts from you saying, I'm not going to make it.
Oh, yeah. What? Something happened. I can't remember what came up.
I think you had a meeting with the PR. And then... and then.
Oh,
you,
no. I remember what it was.
And then you went to meet a friend.
Yeah,
something.
You were hanging out with someone else.
You were meeting a friend and pretending that you couldn't come.
Oh. No, I then Harriet went and met you afterwards.
Yeah, because then Harriet went, oh, I'm off to meet Johnny. Like, what? Yeah. The lack of respect that I command... everywhere I go, just people...
Shh, thanks for coming, Johnny. Anything to plug?
No, literally, I've just finished Edinburgh. I'll be gigging, but, you know, you shouldn't come and see me, really. Thanks for listening.
You going to ask me if I've got anything to plug?
Anything to plug, Johnny?
Have I?
I guess if you've got a spare room in your flat...
Yeah, I could do with somewhere to live. I'm not a very good housemate. I'm quite a negative person. I don't really know if I can pay the rent.
Your house might be invaded by me.
Yeah, we might do a podcast every once in a while.
You can be in it. You can be in the podcast if you give Sean a house.
I don't think that's...
If you've got a spare house in London, give it to Sean.
Oh, if you've got a spare house, we'll get you one.
Yeah.
If I'm getting a whole house.
That's what you, reach for the stars, mate. You might get a house.
Do you think any of our listeners have property?
Our listeners don't live anywhere.
I think they only find this out by they walk into the Apple store, they just mash on the keyboard and somehow our Audio Boom website comes up.
I love the listeners.
I fucking hate Nick, but apart from him, I like the rest of them. Johnny, what's your middle name?
James Stacey.
Fuck!
Right, 10 more minutes. James Stacey.
Yeah. So like,
that's a whole new person's name,
what?
James Stacey.
James Stacey.
Yeah.
Is that one word? Or
no,
is that...
no, two middle names.
Talk through both of them.
So James is my granddad's great granddad.
Is your granddad's great granddad?
So your great great granddad. No, wait.
He died of the plague in 1842, and they decided to commemorate him through my middle name. So fair play to them.
Yeah, good for them.
Yeah, and then Stacey is just my mum's surname is Stacey because it's American. I think it's like a boy's name over there.
Hmm.
And then my mum didn't want her name to go because of patriarchy, but they didn't want to give me a double barreled name because of bullying
or a girl's name.
Or a girl's name. So it's just one of my middle names. But I feel like I got so much shit from it as a kid that I'm now numb to.
I feel like the lesser evil would have been the hyphenate, wouldn't it?
No, hyphen would have been awful. Jonathan Stacey Pelham, that's not a kid.
But that's your name anyway.
The key thing is it's a great win for feminism.
Yeah, well,
to hide the name away.
Hide the name away inside a bullied child's birth certificate.
It would have been... If every supply teacher called me Stacey, such a terrible day. Such a terrible beginning to the day. This isn't going away.
Yeah.
And just all my friends' faces lit up like it was Christmas.
Yeah.
And they were Muslims, so they didn't celebrate Christmas.
Yeah, yeah.
They were just happy that, you know, Christmas existed. Well, yeah, it was really bad. But people try and mock me now, but I feel I'm very quite secure. I don't feel that.
What do they mock you about?
It's a girl's name. That's the main one.
Who mocks you about that now?
Who
in your life?
All my flatmates just found out. and they all Tim, you know Tim.
Yeah, well, Tim's a rude bastard. He's a rude. I find him very rude. He always calls me a nerd. He's always calls me a nerd, and then I always go shut the fuck up, Tim. And he's got cerebral palsy. And people go like, "What the?" People go, "Well, Sean, you can't say that to him." I go, "No, he's been calling me a nerd for weeks."
Yeah, Tim is an asshole. Like, I really like him. Once we were in a lift, and vis-a-vis nothing, he just said, there was one other woman in the lift, and he just said, "He rapes me." And then I think, I don't rape you, Tim. Tim, I do not rape you. Which is exactly what a rapist would say. And then the weird thing about it, I think the woman who acted most immorally in the situation was the woman, because she just left. She just left. Like, a man with cerebral palsy pleaded with her that he was being abused by his carer, and she just walked out of that situation.
I 100% get where she's coming from, though.
She was like, nah.
Out of sight, out of mind. The amount of times I could have been a have-a-go hero and I haven't. The amount of times I've seen someone hassling someone else and thought, I should say something, but what would I do?
Yeah, yeah.
What would you do there? I mean, with you and Tim, I think physically anyone can overpower both of you, especially one of you.
That was very funny, though. It's hard to... I really felt, you know, some sympathy for people who are accused of rape.
I think that's the note to end on, right?
Yeah.
So common people, terrible.
Yeah, rape, you know, often hard to prove.
It's not good.
It's great. Oh,
no. All right. Thanks, Johnny. See you. Fucking hell, this episode.
We don't.
I don't
agree.
Even know if it was ever on the rails.
I
had to say that. Sean pointed at me and the peer pressure got to me.
I didn't point to you. I pointed to you because that was your catchphrase that he said.
Oh, like, I thought we were ending the show. We said we'd end it with "It's great."
By the way, we've just got sponsorship from Frosty, so no matter what we're talking about, you have to say great. It's great.
It's great.
Oh, dear. Elliot's staring down the barrel of another long night of the edit.
Everything's for it.
We can keep going, mate. I think we're really firing all cylinders now. We're relaxing each other's company. Oh my god, Elliot looked like he was about to throw up. Me and Johnny did drugs the other week. We allowed to talk about this?
I mean, what haven't we talked about?
Oh yeah, we've literally done drugs on this podcast. We did poppers one week.
We need something. We need a moment to end on.
No, we don't. We need to keep going because now I'm actually enjoying it for the first time. The sugar crash is finished. More pod.
Fine. What drugs?
We did MDMA.
We did MDMA in Johnny's garden.
It was very funny.
Doesn't sound funny. It sounds very sad.
Someone said I was mean to you. Was I mean to you at the end?
Everyone's mean to me.
Sorry, Sean.
Everyone's mean to me. It's fine. Who said that? Who said that you were mean to me?
Sophie said I was mean to you.
What were you saying?
To you, not behind your back, to your face. I wouldn't be mean behind your back.
Said I shouldn't call you a talentless fuck behind your back.
And then I was going to send you a message on Facebook apologising, but then I thought that would make it too big an issue, and then I worried about it for a few days.
Well, I've invited you on my podcast, so...
Yes!
So consider that forgiveness.
Well, thank you.
Well, what were you meant to have said to me?
I can't remember. Whenever I do drugs, I remember the first hour and then forget everything else.
You were mean to me. Was I mean? I don't think anyone was mean.
Yeah, good.
I think you kept saying you really liked me. That's what I remember you saying.
Aww.
Is that mean? Were you being sarcastic?
Maybe. I don't think this should go on the podcast.
No, I think it will. Elliot is so sick of this that I'm going to just keep doing the episode. This podcast is mine, Elliot. It's mine. It's got my name in the title, and we go as long as we need to.
It's become a power play now.
It's a power play, all right, Elliot? You want to go off and do Harriet's podcast? Don't you dare press that off button. You press that off button,
That's all that's left of our love. Ticket stub.
Okay, we're back.
Okay, part four. For the first time ever.
Shit.
Because Elliot pressed the button.
He's gone off.
Yeah. I would have accepted that as a funny ending, but now you've put it back on and you have unleashed Pandora. Me and Johnny are going to go through minute by minute of when we did drugs. If you press that button, I swear to God. I swear.
That's all that's left of our love.
They said it couldn't be done. Part five.
It never ends. The never ending podcast.
The never ending podcast.
Can you just talk about the drugs?
It doesn't.
What happened with the drugs? What happened?
We did some drugs. We had a good time. We went to bed.
Yeah.
Pop, pop, pop.
I was mellow. Johnny was commenting on how mellow I was.
I always forget. It's really annoying.
You're saying you liked it because I was so mellow.
Have you ever been mellow?
Why would you ruin my finally I'm in a good mood and you ruin it? What do you mean, have I ever been mellow? I am mellow. I'm chill. Don't impress the... That's all that's Plot six.
I think it's a seven, isn't it? Is it six?
Is it six?
I think it's six. Something interesting. We've all got different coloured microphones. Red, blue, yellow. I pointed at the people there, but you wouldn't be able to see that because you're listening.
How are you feeling, Elliot?
I need some drugs.
Well, Johnny knows a guy.
We get some drugs. We can turn this party up to 12.
Up to 12 parts. all right, bye.
Bye. It's been a pleasure. Thank you very much for having me on.
Thank you, Johnny.
Thank
bye.
You
bye. That's all that's left of our love. Ticket stub. Ticket stub. That's all that's left of our love. That was Johnny Pelham. He was very nice. Did you like him, Elliot?
He was very nice, and I think a very good guest. What a worth the wait guest.
Yes, what a worth the wait guest.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
So, you've been away since Edinburgh. You've been on a trip.
I went to Canada.
Woohoo!
To visit my imaginary girlfriend.
Yeah, Sean's got a girlfriend who lives in Canada. Wink.
Wink, wink, wink.
Uh-huh.
Is that wink to do with sex?
Huh?
Okay.
Yeah. She's real. She's real.
Yeah, she's real.
Yeah.
Went to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Went to Ottawa.
Oh, yeah.
The seat of Canadian power, Elliot.
Yeah.
I sat in the opposition leader's chair.
Yes, you were in Canada, and it's a very real photo.
It
looks real. What's in the opposition leader's chair?
Yeah.
Yes, seems more plausible that way, doesn't it, when it's not like the leader's chair?
Well, of course, I wasn't in Justin Trudeau's office.
Mm. Oh, did you see him?
No.
Okay.
Do you not think I went to Canada?
No, I know you went, sure.
Do you not believe that I've got a Canadian girlfriend?
Yeah, of course I do.
You've met her!
Uh-huh.
You went out with her!
I went out with her.
You and her went out for 6 months.
Yeah.
You were in a steady relationship.
Yeah. Yeah, she's real. She's real. So you had a nice time. So what you were doing...
Well, I mean, it's hard for me to have a nice time if you don't think I went.
Yeah, so they just leave the opposition leader's chair available, do they?
No, I had a personalised tour.
Yeah?
Yes.
Big fans of the podcast, are they?
My girlfriend, who is real...
Yeah, who's not just a mop on a bucket...
Works with someone mm-hmm. whose husband works for the Conservative Party of Canada.
Oh.
And so we got a tour of Parliament.
Okay.
Are you fucking mad? This is not ridiculous. No. Am I high?
Hmm?
Ugh.
The weather was nice, though, you said.
Yes, Elliot, I did say that.
Very,
it was nice.
Very similar to weather to the weather they have in Tooting. Probably, but I suppose that's not how you'd recognise it. But you had a good. You think it was a good thing to relax you after Edinburgh?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Okay,
felt very relaxed. Met my girlfriend's family.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
What do they all do?
They do different jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, different jobs.
Butcher, baker, candlestick maker, probably. Yeah.
Do you have a problem with me?
No.
Do you have a problem with me?
No.
Do you have a problem with me?
No.
Do we have a problem?
No.
Do you not believe I went to Canada?
Yeah, of course.
Do you want to see the WestJet app on my phone, which I had to use to watch films on the flight because it's a fucking bullshit? Can you believe that? They didn't have screens in the back of the seats. I had to use a phone.
Huh?
What?
Yeah. You can only download the app if you get on a plane as well, so it is proof. Oh, it's funny when we got the equipment out of the bag earlier... There was just a Canadian coin in there.
Yeah, there was, wasn't there? Yeah. Where would that Canadian coin have come from?
Oh, exactly.
If not That's Canada.
Clearly, it's a bit of evidence. Not evidence, proof, clearly.
I've got maple syrup at home.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and you can only buy it. You can only buy that in Canada.
This one's shaped like a leaf.
Uh-huh. Yeah, a maple leaf, I'm sure. It's great that you've gone out and about, mate. And that we don't have any issues or problems between us.
I need to ask you this. I need you, yes or no question. All right, yes or no answer.
Yes.
Do you No, that wasn't it. Do you genuinely think I went to Canada? Elliot, you must know I went to Canada. Why would I make up this whole lie? I went fishing for bass.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to see a photo? All right, I'm getting out a photo of me fishing for bass.
Okay.
All right, you've seen it. You're on my Instagram.
Yeah, I've got your Instagram, mate.
For fuck's sake. Yeah, get on it now and look up fishing for bass.
Fishing for bass.
Yes. Look, here's me in Canada. There's me at the Parliament building. So, there's no issue, okay?
That is a picture of a hot dog and 9/11.
All right. You don't want to believe me? Here's a photo of me and my girlfriend.
Okay. I don't want to see that kind of thing, Sean. I don't want to see. I don't need proof of that. And anyway, you can't see any faces in that. There's no proof that's you.
That's me.
No, how can that be you?
I'm a hot dog with...
There's no chance that is you with a girlfriend, all right?
I went to Canada, all right? Listeners just need to accept it.
Canada.
You need to accept it.
Canada's real.
Canada is real. Are you now trying to tell me that Canada isn't real?
Oh, a magical place that's nearly America, but they've got a supermodel as a prime minister. Yeah.
And a healthcare system.
Oh, it's real.
Well, I'm going to be moving over there. I'm going to be moving over there, so the joke's going to be on you when I'm moving over there.
Canada's all healthcare and imaginary girlfriends,
The joke's going to be on you, because I'm going to move over here, and I'm going to heal your wounds over there. Yeah. Yeah. What do you think of boot that?
They wouldn't call it heal your wounds, they'd call it heal your wounds.
Wounds. Heal your wounds.
Heal your wounds.
You ever been to Canada?
No, I haven't.
No.
I'd argue nobody has.
I think my listeners, uh-huh. Lest we forget, would love to hear more about my trip. And I think they're probably getting pissed off.
Talk us
at
through
the stumbling blocks that negative Nancy over here is throwing on me.
Just talk us through the trip, all right? So you arrive there, you exit the wardrobe, and you're in this magical snowy land.
I didn't exit the wardrobe. Uh-huh. I exit a WestJet flight. Mm-hmm. It was my connecting flight from St. John's.
WestJet.
Yes.
That famous airline we've all heard at WestJet.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Got off the flight. I did not like the flight. Can I make that clear? Didn't like the flight.
Okay. Oh, you're adding a bit of texture. So what's wrong with the flight? What happened in the flight?
Legitimately pissing me off. This is genuinely pissing me off.
What happened on the flight?
Because I was trapped in the middle surrounded by a bunch of people who kept talking to me and I didn't want to talk to them.
Oh.
I didn't want to talk to them. I couldn't watch films on my... on there wasn't no screen. And they didn't give you food. What a transatlantic, they didn't give you food.
Oh,
they gave
dear.
Me one snack, and then if I wanted food, I had to pay for it.
Oh, dear me.
Yeah.
So what else happened on your trip? You went to Parliament, you saw a giant spider.
Yes.
You held a fish.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What kind of fish was it?
Bass.
Huh?
Bass.
Sure. And what did you do with it? You threw it back. Did you eat it? No, you're a vegetarian, aren't you?
I didn't eat it. I caught it with my girlfriend, who is Real's dad. Who is also real.
Uh-huh.
And ironically, what did we use for the fish? Real.
That's good.
It's the little things in life. I caught the fish. He didn't even catch one. I caught one. He's the fisherman. I'm not the fisherman.
Is it like meet the parents? Would you have to prove yourself in some way?
No, I wouldn't say it was like that at all.
Were you nervous to meet the fam?
Of course. I think I'm only human to be nervous. You want to impress these people.
Yeah.
They are the parents of your girlfriend who is real. It's weird how I constantly frame that to them and they kept saying, "Ah, we know her.
We know she's real, eh?"
What?
What?
Nothing. Went to an apple-based attraction called the Big Apple.
Oh.
Which was not... I mean, when I was told I was going to the Big Apple...
You got a bit excited.
You get a bit excited, don't you?
Yeah. It was just a giant model of an apple.
There was a funny video in the. There's a massive apple that you go inside. There was a funny video and a history, and they had a history of the Big Apple. It's weird that they build a Big Apple and then the attraction is you find out the history of this thing that you were in, but without
yeah, like that's just too like, self-serving. Nobody asked for A, the apple, or B, why the apple's there.
Yeah.
Unless they did. Unless we're like, oh, we built this Big Apple.
Well, they had a documentary about the apple, as I said, and it was just a local guy who wanted to build a massive apple. He said in the video, he was talking about like a lot of people were a resident of me with the apple, but you know, when you're an artist, you're going to be vilified sometimes. I was like, you're not an artist. You're just a rich man who built a massive plastic apple.
You don't know about art. I know about art.
You talk about your dick on stage.
I talk about my dick on and off stage.
That's right? That's art, mate.
That's art. I host a podcast.
That's art.
Go on my Instagram if you want to see a photo of me in front of the apple. And maybe our listeners think it's art, but yeah. I don't.
All Photoshop's art, isn't it? So then...
Fucking... I can't wait to get out of this fucking country. I can't wait to get out of fucking London.
I know, it's...
Just negative people. Just everything is hard.
You went to a lovely... You went to a lovely cabin. It looked beautiful.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
The picture you put up was very nice. And yeah, sure, it said gettyimages.com across the middle of it. But that doesn't mean you weren't really there.
That was the name of the town.
Okay, all right.
Gettyimages.com.
Yeah, of course, of course. You want to ditch the big city living then? You want to go and start a new life?
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to go and do a bit of a... Is that what Reggie Perrin's about? You know, walk into the sea?
Reggie Perrin?
Yeah.
Isn't Reggie Perrin about a politician?
He wanders into the sea or is a bit of a breakdown and does he start a new life? I don't know.
This is... You are really on shit's form. First of all, you're denying me and now you don't even know what Reggie Perrin is.
It's just a classic Bible story. I'm just jealous, Sean, all right?
Why?
Because you've got a real girlfriend and you've gone on a lovely trip and I'm scared maybe that means you'll love me a little bit less.
Why? Why? Because I love Canada? You think I don't have enough time, a place in my heart for Canada and you?
Why would you, Sean?
Because I don't. You're right. My heart is a finite resource and Canada now beats to its own drum inside it.
Well, then I guess what's between us has run its course.
Of course it's run its course. Of course it has.
I thought there was no adversity we couldn't face, but clearly true love has stood in our way.
Do you want your present from Canada?
Do I have a present?
Yes. I got you a present.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Where's my bag?
Here it is.
Listeners, you think I didn't get him a present? Well, I got him a present. And I'm glad that this whole Is Canada Real thing is not happening, because then he would have been like, oh, you could have only got that in Canada. All right. You hear me? There's your present.
You get out.
No.
You get out of my house, Sean.
No.
You get out of here and you never come back!
I hate you! There's your present.
For anyone who isn't in this room right now, Sean put his hand into his bag and then pulled out his middle finger.
Yeah. For you.
This is going to make the session we do after every episode where we just kiss really awkward. Well, let's get going. Goodbye, everyone.
Nom, nom, nom.
Heal Your Wounds was presented by Sean McLaughlin. It was produced by Elliot Fallows, hosted by Audio Boom, and all music was by The Speckles. You can follow us on Twitter at WoundsPod.